producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's not the Jennifer Horn Good Day program, although we might call it Doug and Jen's Wonderful Adventure.
The Doug and Jen Den.
It's the Jug and the Jug and Doug Den.
Hard to say, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All right, so let's talk about, speaking of things that are hard to say, can you say ciao?
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh,
it's
like ciao.
C-I-A-O, ciao.
Not like chow mein, but ciao.
No, ciao in Italy. Yeah. Leave the cannoli. What is it? Pass
it
the pickles.
Goodbye.
Pass the lettuce. Make sure you get us a cannoli. Yesterday.
I'm sorry.
The Italians took into custody a suspected terrorist.
Good.
An operation that led to the arrests of more than a dozen bad guys across Europe who are linked with ISIM. That's,
you know,
the new, we are not, it's not ISIL, it's not ISIS, it's ISIM, because we want to ISIM, and that's what we're going to call them from now on.
What a winning kind of, you know, last few days. I mean, Maybe Jihadi John could be dead.
Yeah, Jihadi John could be
now
the best. See you later, alligator.
Some arrests in Europe. This is all good news.
Yep. Suspects who were arrested part of the online network in Europe that recruits fighters, plans attacks.
They wanted to take on the Kurds. They
wanted
to
overthrow the Kurds, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The plan was to replace them with a government ruled by people who were isms.
The ways. The Kurds and the way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
So the Italians call this the most important international police operation in Europe in 20 years. One step forward, at least. Meanwhile, ISIM claimed responsibility for a couple of suicide bombings in Beirut. So you got to step forward and a step back, and man, these people.
ISIS updates on the ones, and Doug Steffen's good day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, how many people know who Lee Robert Moore is? Lee.
He must have done something bad because we know his middle name.
Yes.
Okay.
37 years old. Person he thought was a 14-year-old girl was actually an undercover Delaware police officer. He was caught trying to solicit her. The Secret Service had a sting out on this guy, and they got him. So it brings around the... I wonder oftentimes about these sting operations, Jennifer, because they seem to be pat. Sometimes they create a bad guy where there isn't one, but there must be something. Why would they be following this guy? It may be that he was
internet patterns. It could be anything.
Something, yeah. Then they're trying to stop him. But sometimes, you know, as
look
well
at
as
how
I
they
do,
got
they
Gerald
trap
Fogel.
People.
Oh yeah, sometimes it is entrapment. But
yeah,
Jared Fogel, for instance, a perfect. You know, they got a
guy from
the
Subway.
FBI. Yeah, the FBI started investigating him. It took him a few years, but they collected enough evidence to bust him.
Yep. But at first, he didn't seem to be the bad guy.
Looking at the guy, you're like, oh, he's just good old guy, lots of money, sandwiches, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never know. But, then you listen to these audio recordings they have, and he is sick. He's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Horrible. It kind of reminds you of some of the audio stuff you hear. If you ever listen to the old tapes of Richard Nixon, he was really, the stuff that he used to say about Jews and black people, I mean, he was really ronk. That's rank and outrageous put together. You like that? New word.
I got it. Ronk.
Okay, good. The news this week from the Al Gore camp. Been a while since we talked about Al Gore here on this program.
Climate change.
Brett, how'd you know?
Because that's the only time anybody talks about
it. He made a speech at the International Climate Summit in Paris yesterday and said, quote, "We're going to win this one." So as he talks about what's going on, I think President's going to this thing. It's a weekend meeting. Started yesterday. Isn't that the thing that he's going to? There's a meeting in Turkey or Paris or someplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the discussion about the Trans-Pacific trade deal, amongst other things. By the way, for those of you who don't know what's going on here, you hear the discussion of the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact. This is the most outrageous thing that's come down the pike for a long time. They've done a lot of outrageous things in the last 14, 15 years to screw over Americans. This may be the number one way to screw every family farmer in America. You want to see farming the way we used to do it, the family farms, locavores being able to go to the farms, get their produce.
Done.
You push this. You go to your congressman and say, hey, pass this because I want to kill family farming in America, because that's what it'll do.
Well, our food will go overseas, yeah. and their food comes here.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
People were all over Donald Trump at the last debate. Because he was talking about the TPP, and he said how China would, you know, get us with the TPP.
And then Rand Paul told him China
was in. Well, and he said China's not involved. And if you listen to what Trump said, I actually heard him clarify, and I re-listened to the audio.
Uh-huh.
He said China will come into the back door of this deal and take advantage of it. He didn't say that they were part of the TPP. Yeah. He said they would come in the back door.
Yep.
And another one of those things where you go, he's not wrong. I mean, this just opens us up for a whole
world of trouble.
Well, that's
why Orrin Hatch, who was a main ally for Obama early on in getting the trade deal, is now the main hurdle in the Senate to keep it from being approved. So he's gone from one side because he's a farmer from a farming state. Those of you who live in Iowa, that's why he's he's from Utah. I'm thinking of Grassley. But Hatch also, I mean, the two of them are very close as well, so it'll be interesting to see if Grassley comes on board. But Hatch, who oftentimes is well known, he's quite right of center, but he makes deals and is known it's known well in Washington how he works among the Democrats to get things done. And if there's a way, it's usually that the Democrats go to him to try to get him to work through things with the Republicans, because he's so highly thought of by the Republicans. And he said to the president early on, yeah, okay, I'm on with this. And then he started hearing some of the agricultural interests and looked at it carefully and found, no, we don't want this. And you don't want it. As an American citizen, you don't want the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So you might want to, if you think I have any brains at all, and you follow my thinking on this program to any limited degree, believe me, I'm telling you, this is the way to kill family agriculture in America. This will do it. It'll get rid of all the dairy farmers, the small guys milking a couple hundred cows. It'll get rid of the people who have a couple hundred acres. They're making a living, growing produce and stuff. It'll all be gone. Gone! Because of this thing. So you need to understand what is tied up in this package. 14 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
The Doug Staples and Good Day program. Beautiful fall day on the farm. Blue skies, rain gone, rain and snow, and really messy weather around much of the country for most of the week. Seems to have dissipated now. Looks like a fairly calm weather weekend if you're traveling somewhere by air. Shouldn't have too many delays. Jennifer is on the West Coast. It's gotten a little warmer there the last couple of days.
Few days. It's been very nice, though, like 70, and then it's getting to be like 48 at night, so a little chilly stuff.
Speaking of the West Coast, yesterday, In-N-Out Burger sued the food delivery startup company called DoorDash for delivering double downs without permission. In-N-Out says it asked DoorDash nicely many times to stop since the deliveries aren't up to the standards that In-N-Out fans are used to. Specifically, Jennifer, In-N-Out doesn't like not being able to control the temperature of the burgers.
Yeah.
DoorDash says its service is just fine. Thank you.
You don't do beef, but In-N-Out does have a really good burger. And
my son tells me that, yeah.
Yeah, when people come to California, it's one thing that they like to do.
Better than Carl's, because Carl's
really
is just
a West Coast chain.
You talk about...
Well, Carl's is Hardee's, so, I mean, you can kind of get the same deal on the East Coast. Here's the thing. When you order these services, those fries come kind of limp. They got,
DoorDash buys the burgers, just goes to In-N-Out. Somebody orders a burger, they go to In-N-Out, get the burger, and they bring it home to the guy. They deliver it to the guy who orders it.
That's what it seems like to me, that it's a service that'll bring you fast food, essentially.
Yeah. Huh.
Because in case you can't get in your car, drive through somewhere. You can have someone actually drive through and then bring it to you.
Amazing how the world is changing. Okay, in baby news.
How lazy are we when we can't drive through and get our own
burger? Isn't that awful? My God. Okay, in the next couple of months, surgeons at Cleveland Clinic are going to likely become the first in the U.S. to transplant a uterus into a woman. Woman doesn't have one. So now she wants to become pregnant.
Did she not get one?
Found
or did
a donor. No, I'm not clear from the story, but I think what happened was that she was born without it. And now she'll get one. And this is an interesting answer to infertility. To take out, if you have the wrong, or if you have none, or you have the wrong components, take them out and put in man-made ones that'll function. That seems a little weird, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, that
under
seems
circumstances.
But
all right,
you know
also.
What? How cool. That's a new thing. You've never been able to have kids before, so that's cool.
Right. Yeah, no, that's good. Now, here's the story of a Utah couple challenging a court ruling on foster care. The state of Utah says it does not agree with a judge who decided to take a baby away from lesbian parents for the child's well-being. She was placed with a heterosexual couple. Man, is that smell of a suit worth about $9 billion.
Is this a reality, though? I've looked into adopting just lightly.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is very difficult, unless you are a heterosexual married couple,
well, that's
to
wrong.
Get babies.
That's wrong. It's wrong.
The way it is, though. So it's not wrong. Just as judged.
So what do we do about fixing it? It's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. It is. You heard that from Doug Steffen in 21 After the Hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, good looking. Now, 20.
What you got cooking?
Great.
Eat it for me, too, why don't you?
Time for a special edition of What's Cooking here on Good Day with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. We are all becoming familiar with emojis, those little pictures that we use on our smart devices to express our feelings. There's some new research, Jennifer, that shows labeling food with similar images has an effect on what your children choose to eat during their meals. Mm-hmm. Here's some more information up that alley from Brian Osich.
Nothing smells better than a kitchen during the holiday season, and this year, cooks around the country can prepare fiestas with the help of some super sides inspired by Latin America. Registered dietitian Manuel Villacorta.
It is easy to experiment with new flavors during the holidays, especially with side dishes. Canola's Info Super Sides recipe collection draws on Latin ingredients that I love, like chili pepper, cilantro, yuca, and quinoa. These recipes are a delicious change of pace, and they're also good for you, with an average of only 125 calories per serving.
Villacorta says with choices like fiesta rice, green bean saltado, and yuca coconut patties, you can't help but add Latin American style to your holiday tables.
The super sides are packed with flavor, plus an extra measure of nutrition thanks to canola oil. This oil mildness lets the taste of other ingredients shine, and it contains the least saturated fat and most plant-based omega-3 fat of all common vegetable oils.
For more, visit canolainfo.org. That's In the Know from Canola Info.
All right, so let me see if I can straighten this out a little bit here.
Brian Osich is whack, man. He's like Ben Carson. Pathological.
There was a little miscue there because in the What's Cooking department, we had a couple of different things. Brian is Jennifer's assistant when it comes to the information from
He's
the cooking
number
department.
Two. I call him Deuce.
So that information was a focus on what might go on in a Latin kitchen. If you want to add new flavors from the Latin kitchen to your holiday dishes, that was what that information was about. And now, let's see if we can dig into the emojis being used as images to help your children know what to choose to eat.
Childhood obesity has been labeled an epidemic in the U.S., and up until now, very little has been done to communicate health to children on a national scale. But Dr. Greg Privatira, University Research Chair, School of Advanced Studies at University of Phoenix, is changing that with health information children can understand to make better food choices.
My research indicated ecological factors are most predictive of obesity among children, and that a new image-based labeling strategy I developed, EMO labeling, may effectively address these factors. It's pretty simple. Emotional correlates of health, like healthy equals happy and unhealthy equals sad, leads to healthy food choices.
Dr. Privatira and his colleagues put the EMO labels to the test with children aged 3 to 11.
It works. EMO labeling effectively influenced food choices, more so than labeling for taste, social norms, and branding. We found a significant proportion of children in the pre-literacy and the early literacy grades used emoticons to specifically make healthy food choices.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
All right, so I should have saved that In-N-Out Burger thing for the What's Cooking department. Here's something that you'll find interesting.
Yes.
Kentucky Fried Chicken used to be known as Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now they're known as KFC because it's not chicken.
Oh, that's not true.
Anyway, they're going to start delivery. The In-N-Out thing was this company is going and ordering burgers and bringing them around, delivering them. So KFC said it wants to do the same thing. They will be starting this month delivering buckets of fried chicken to customers in a couple of different cities. L.A. and San Francisco are the test markets to have the food delivered. I bet you it's going to be. And this guy that's running this little, what do they call it, Double Down? Or what's the name of the company that's doing the delivery for fast foods? I think it's pretty smart.
Deal Dash?
Deal
Dash.
Dash. It's DoorDash.
DoorDash. There we go.
Yeah. Chicken will not come cheap. A delivery fee of $5. How much does it cost to get a bucket of chicken?
Probably about $5, wouldn't you think?
Right. So now it'll cost you $20 for a $5 bucket.
You know, they can keep the kitchen, the chicken. I want the mashed potatoes. Oh, okay. They're so good.
So that's that test. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I do, as a matter of fact. Good hair. All that good stuff. Okay, so it's 33
crazy
after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The video of the day, oftentimes instructive. Video of the day, one of them from this week that's pretty good in the car news department. Jennifer always says her ears glaze over when I go into car talk. But this video may be quite instructive for those of you who have bad cars. This may be aimed at people
who have car trouble.
Kara's got a car that's 20 years old, though. What do you expect with a 20-year-old? We're going to have car trouble.
All right.
A 20-year-old car. I have a 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck. Every once in a while, that gives me a problem.
I bet.
The video that we're talking about came from a YouTuber in Australia named Teg. He bought a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Chrysler product, for a couple of years. Had nothing but trouble with it. He's taken it to the dealership, had it towed a number of times. None of the problems, he says, have been fixed. The dealership says, go away, we're tired of dealing with you. So he made a video performing an original song called I Made a Mistake, I Bought a Lemon Jeep. So far, it's been viewed by almost a million people since it was posted earlier this week. You got to see it to really grasp the benefit of this guy's ability to tell his story. But it sounds kind of cool. This is an audio medium, so let's listen to the audio from the video of the day.
They won't bring me down. I've worked so hard to make my money. But then they sold me a lemon, man. I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep. I made
made a mistake, I bought a Jeep, yeah, I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep. Don't you make a mistake and buy a Jeep, yeah, I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep. I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep, yeah, I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep. Don't you make a mistake and buy a Jeep, yeah.
I had a master plan, I spent 60 grand on a Grand Cherokee to transport the family. I thought a new car would be safe with a baby on the way, and it just wasn't the case. After 15 faults, 3 times it was towed. Can't risk being in this car no more, so I take it back to the dealership for the mend. The fix that we drive out breaks down again. This car's giving me anxiety. I must have bought a type of citrus variety, so I call FCA cause I am done.
Hell no, son, no replacement, no refund.
But why? It's been about 5 times in a year.
Cause it's not considered a major fault, dear.
So it's true, and I thought it was just a rumor. Chrysler makes his money out of bullying the consumer.
I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep. Don't you make a mistake and buy a Jeep, yeah. I made a mistake, I bought a Jeep, yeah.
This is Justin Bieber in One Direction, folks.
Sounds like it, though. It's pretty good.
All right, so it's a video of the day that actually showed up on Thursday. You might want to check it out. Video of the day today, another YouTuber named Simone, who has created an alarm clock that gets your attention by slapping you.
I would hate that. Why would you do that to yourself? Hearing the alarm go off is terrible enough, and then getting slapped? Oh, boy.
People are nuts. All right, so anyway, that's today's video today. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Now, also in the Car Talk department, a new car is going to be sold on the open market next year. The cost is going to be $53,000. For an LM3D Swim, the car made by Local Motors in Chandler, Arizona. The design is a thermoplastic car made one at a time by a 3D printer. This guy has figured out how to use a 3D printer to make a car, and it'll hit the streets at the end of next year. This company you can imagine how creative the fellow is who came up with this idea. And if he's smart, he'll build 3 or 4 cars, sell them, and then somebody's going to come along and either buy them out or he's going to go public. Right? That's how it works. The
and
car
somebody will buy him out. He'll be rich.
Looks like a dune buggy. It's intended as a fun car to cruise in local neighborhoods, not the ones that Jennifer lives in, because there's not as much protection there. You need you need steel.
Yeah, you need something around your head.
Yeah, either that or you have to have bulletproof glass in the car, that sort of thing. Let's see here. You can't drive more than 35 miles an hour in it, but they're going to build a highway version in a couple of years. But expect to pay $53,000 for it. The 3D printed car from Local Motors. You got to be locomotive.
Yeah, you got to be crazy to spend $50,000 for something like that you can't even really drive.
3D printed car. This on the heels, by the way, of more guns that have been found to have been made by 3D printers. For those of you who have been following how gun trafficking works, you know that there are a lot of states, I think, about 20 states now, Jennifer, who have responded to all the shootings, and they've passed new laws restricting how you can buy guns, how you carry them.
Store them.
Yeah, exactly. But if somebody comes up with a way, the law is always behind creativity. You find this true with the IRS. IRS comes out with a new ruling. You can't make this deduction. The good ones have already figured out a way around it. Because that's just how it works. And in the case of gun trafficking, the bad guys have figured out how to get around the laws. And what's going on now, this story that's in the New York Times today, suggests that there is a thriving underground market for firearms bought all around the country. There are many states that have few restrictions. And so if you're really...
And especially on reselling guns. That's right. What I just learned because, you know, I bought a gun just recently.
What kind of gun did you buy?
I got a 45.
Yeah. Colt 45?
Uh-huh, yeah. Hmm. And I really like it a lot. It shoots very well. I can aim with it nicely. I like the weight of it, even though it's pretty heavy. I like it.
Yeah.
But when I picked it up, the guy at the store, he's become a friend, and he said, you know, the loopholes that people are really complaining about, he said they make it really difficult on gun sellers, but it's at the gun shows where you can actually resell your guns and people are maybe lax in filing paperwork. That's where a lot of this stuff goes down.
Well, in California, where you are, for example, the state of California, or at least criminals in the state of California, use about 6,000 guns in committing crimes that came from other states, mostly Arizona and Nevada, because it's easy to buy a gun. There are few restrictions in Arizona and even fewer in Nevada. So you go over there, you buy the guns, and you bring them back to California and shoot them up. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And you can see the number of guns. I'm looking at the state of Illinois, and let's see here. The guns used in crimes.
Oh, Chicago's ridiculous.
Most of them come from Puerto Rico. There are guns coming in from Puerto Rico, yep. More than two-thirds of the guns connected to crimes in New York and New Jersey were brought in from states in the South. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee. It's pretty easy to get a gun there. So it's just the way it is. So how do you fix that? What do you
do? No matter how many rules there are, the bad guys
are going to find a way around it. Yes, right.
And that's why it's important to not take this right away, because the good guys need to be armed too.
What would you do if you were converted? You think you would really? Can you imagine any scenario in which you would actually use that gun that you bought?
No. It would kill me to have to hurt someone else. But after feeling violated like I did last week when I had someone on my property.
You bought the gun.
Time.
You had gotten training, but you bought the gun as a result of this woman who cost
you. No, I bought the gun. I bought the gun months ago.
Oh,
I bought the gun at least a month and a half ago.
Where do you keep it?
I actually have a safe. And
so how do you get at it if somebody comes into your house and you got it locked away?
Because it's very close to where I am, and it's a finger safe. So you just tap it. You just tap your fingers on it, and it opens. It's a code.
It's not hidden under your bed.
You keep it close by. But I actually had picked up the gun the day that this woman was in my house or on my patio.
Yeah.
And it never even
did
crossed
you show
my
her
mind
the gun when
it.
You
no,
when
and it never crossed my mind because I wasn't in imminent danger. But you know, just that extra, it really wigged me out to have the gun in my house like this whole week. I've been like, okay, was this a good idea? But you know what? I'm getting more comfortable with it. Because it's the idea that it's here. If I need it, would it kill me to have to use it on somebody? Yes. If my family was in danger or if I felt that I was in danger, you know, there's situations you just never know how you're going to react.
Yeah.
So you kind of just hope for the best. But, you know, it does give me an extra element of feeling safe now.
You know, I wonder about this and how safe we are in our country. You know, Roberta Fasanelli, who's on my staff here and on this program, has been with me for 23, 24 of the 28 years I've been doing this program. One of the things that I found here in nosing around that I find perplexing in a sense is that in some states and some cities, the police do such a bad job that people feel like they have to hire their own bodyguards.
Yeah.
And so there's a group called the Watchmen, and they work and live in New Orleans because the budgets of the New Orleans Police Department has been cut. So the number of boots on the ground, if you will, has decreased, and therefore crime has reached a fevered pitch. And this is after Katrina, when so much more money had to be spent on revitalizing the city that they took away from the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the police, they twist and turn this stuff around. You know as well as I do that government in general, when somebody cuts the budget, they go out, if they can get away with it, and take away something that's the most popular thing.
Of course.
They already can't afford this anymore. Like in the middle of July when we're doing the budget cuts here in Framingham.
Turn off the air conditioning.
Well, no, they shut down the town-run pools.
Wow.
And beaches and stuff. Well, we can't afford that. Shut them down.
The thing that made me okay with owning the gun is when I called the police to ask them to come and help me with this woman and they never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That made me think, you know what, maybe I did make a good decision. Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting in the French Quarter, especially where there are a lot of very expensive homes, people that are very wealthy, they're hiring their own bodyguards. They're hiring their own police to patrol the neighborhood. Not that that's a new idea. You see these patrols that drive around areas where we live in California, you go to Florida, you go a lot of places where there is a new, the sort of nouveau riche living, they want patrols and stuff. But this is the first time I've seen anything where there are foot patrols that are hired by the residents. And what was the thing that Zimmerman was involved in? That was a neighborhood watch sort of thing. They weren't paid, right? He was just a volunteer. I think this is a reaction to that, too, in that they don't want to hire just anybody or have anybody around. They want somebody who's hired. So most of these are ex-military or ex-police that are working in these arenas. So I thought that was fairly interesting. But maybe we've saved the most interesting story of the week until last, Jennifer. David Hasselhoff. Well, now he's known as David Hoff.
Yep.
Because he applied this week to change his name because he thinks Hasselhoff is a hassle. Get it?
Don't hassle the Hoff.
He's been wanting to drop the hassle from his name for years, he said. It's now official according to a video that was posted online yesterday. The certificate is far from adequate proof that the change is legally official. He's always been known as the Hoff, I guess. So he figured, okay, we'll just do this. Normally, there are people who change their names like P. Diddy. What's his real name? Sean Diddy Combs. What is his real name, though? Was Paul Diddyford or something, wasn't it?
Something.
Twiddly Poop or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, so for those of you who are David Hasselhoff fans, they're doing two things that are in his name, in his honor. Reviving Baywatch for a movie. Isn't that, or was there, is it a revived TV series? I know they're bringing Baywatch back somehow or other, with or without him. And he's changed his name to David Hoff. So from now on, please refer to him when you send him a memo as David Hoff. 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a home repair or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Voice announcer, I thought we had a big voice now. I can be the big voice now. Steve, you want to be the big voice announcer? Time now.
Yes, I can try that. No, I don't have your pipes.
Big voice announcer. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, and his role is lawyer and college professor, commentator on things that are going on that are important. I'd like to have him here when we are reviewing some of the top topics that are listed at DougSteffen.com for the week, the top 10 stories. Perhaps number one is a good place for us to start. The protests on college campuses, really the whole relationship issue with people of different skin color, and then the outlying outrage of, we want free college tuition. Come on. Who paid for your college tuition?
It was my parents and myself.
Yeah, me too. I would do the same. We split a 50-50.
Yep.
Okay. So what comes out of all of this stuff? Does anybody get sued? There have been a lot of people. What's his face? Neil Cavuto had some young lady on his program who was protesting. I think she was from Yale, but I wasn't sure. I mean, all these protests, the kids. See, here's how my mind works. I'm a student. I went to school to learn. I went to school to go to school. These protests have been disrupting classes on college campuses this week all over the country. So people who want to go to class essentially can't in some of these places. So where are the rights of those people being considered?
Well, you know, this is where I start putting my age on the line. I was in school during the late 60s and during the Vietnam War, and college campuses for a period, I believe in my senior year, were shut down for a period of time,
yeah,
in which there was a lot of not just protest, but also some really educational things went on regarding the war. Racism is a major issue, but you know, part of the problem with some of the protests are there's some legitimate protests. There's some legitimate room for improvement, and then there are people who, if you ask them what they're protesting about, it's kind of like the line from Marlon Brando's The Wild One. They said, we're protesting. They said, well, what are you protesting? And he said, well, what do you got? So it's those kinds of protesters who don't even know what they're protesting that give people who want to do a thoughtful analysis of racial issues and diversity a bad name. But, you know, the college campuses have always been a place where these discussions have gone on.
All right. So you're a professor at Bentley University. Bentley College
Correct.
Used to be one of the good law schools in our country. Have there been protests there this week? And even if there haven't been, what's the undercurrent there?
Well, you know, it's going to sound like I'm a shill for Bentley, and I'm not, but I have. This is a school that does have a great deal of discussion about important social issues. It's primarily a business-oriented school, but business with a social conscience. And so, no, classes have not been disrupted, but we have had discussions, and student groups are bringing up issues. We're dealing with those issues, and it shows that you really can, on campuses, not disrupt the educational process, but just have legitimate discussions between people as far as how the situation can be better.
As well we ought to, in fact. As well we ought to. When I look at some of these protesters, the comments made by some of them, and you look at, you know, listening to the complaints, it could have come from anybody in America. As some of these things.
Well, you know, what was particularly problematic was the professor at the University of Missouri who was trying to keep the press out, bring in some muscle and get the media out of here. You know, we're...
This was even aimed at student journalists, I think, too, Steve.
That just total ignoring of the First Amendment. And heck, if you have an issue you want to bring to the public, why don't you want the media there? So, you know, we like our rights. We just don't want you to have yours.
Yeah, the old NIMBY crowd can't build it in my backyard. Thanks very much, though. Okay, speaking of that, I want to spend a couple of seconds on the gun issue, because there are a lot of crimes that have been researched, and guns that have been used, for example, the state of California, state of New York, the guns that come in for the crimes, because they're outlawed in those states, in California's case, they come from Arizona and Nevada. 6,000 guns so far this year used to commit crimes came from the other states. What do you do about that, if anything?
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing, because there have been some lawsuits against some of the gun manufacturers who flood the states that have very lax gun laws with more guns than the citizens there could ever use, knowing that they're going to turn up in the black market and sent to other states. New York actually has been involved in some of these lawsuits.
Really?
We need national, consistent legislation as far as gun laws are. And, you know, the idea, you know, get my hand off my gun.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.